Lord Jesus, we thank you for that great faithfulness, that you are faithful, that you first loved us, that it was your life, it was your blood, it's your death, it's your surrender. Your heart has enabled us, afforded us so much. The glories that we will be beholding forever in eternity, the glory of Jesus. Would you open your word today to us, Lord, and translate to our hearts what you want to say? Thank you that your word is living and active, and thank you that the Holy Spirit is present to speak to us by the Spirit understanding. So, Lord, do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. And thank you for the power of Christ in our lives. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. Thank you for your prayer and support for the Solomon's trip. We are in for a good time. Since Lemmy was here at the summit, he said that his church family has been meeting at 3 a.m. on Sunday mornings for prayer. Now, this is not just for our trip, but this is something that God's doing there. And he said that last week, the Holy Spirit's moving and their hearts are hungry. And so we don't go with the answers, but we go to serve and to see what happens. And we're excited. I'm excited, Tavis. And since they heard Tavis was going, they put on extra meetings. So we got night meetings now. So it'll be good. I also wanted to say, how good is Philip doing today? I feel like that was one of the best mission prayers I've had. But also, there's a bit of fire there. So I think if you've got a prayer need today, you need to go to Philip after the meeting and get a hold of that faith and say, I want some of that, Lord. Go and see him. I was reminded of a dream I had about 10 years ago. Some of you may have heard it. And I was traveling. And when I turned up to the airport, I had about 10 bags. And you know what happens in the dreams is you start feeling like you're screaming on the inside, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And I happened to be traveling with John. So that added a bit of extra, like, why would I do this to hold him up? Because I couldn't handle all my bags and I'm fumbling around and he's already checked in. And I don't know, dreams are weird, but I got my bags through. And so then we had to fill out the immigration card, which you used to have to do. You don't have to do it anymore. For some reason, it took me about half an hour. And, you know, he's waiting. I don't even know. I'm so frustrated with myself on the inside. Like, what am I doing? This is not me. And then you're going through immigration. You show your passport. And when I opened my passport, all the pages fell on the ground. pulling my hair out. And then I woke up. Can you remember one of those dreams? You can't run or you can't clap or you go to a job and you maybe not wearing the right clothes. There are dreams that you don't even have clothes on sometimes. You can't sing or it's so, like a really simple thing to do. You just can't do it. That awkward feeling. We all know it. But two nights ago, I had the most vivid dream. And what struck me was not what was happening in the dream, but I had these two thoughts. And in the dream before me was a situation, a temptation. And the two thoughts I had was, the first one was, I am not doing that. It was clear that I'm having nothing to do with that. But the other thought that popped in my head, which felt like my thought, was, it's okay. If you do, he will forgive you. I woke up. And I woke up feeling off. Like, I was like, this dream is troubling me. And I was thinking about it all day on Friday and just, what does this mean? And kept meditating on that, like, I am not going to do that, but it's okay if you do, he'll forgive you. And what I realized was that second thought is actually deception. That second thought, it's okay, he will forgive you, is a mixture of truth and also it's a lie. It's a lie that was encouraging me to do the wrong thing. And yet on face value, it sounds like the Lord. He'll forgive us, right? We've received his forgiveness. We know he's the most merciful. He knows our frame better than we know it. He knows us. But we also know that grace is not a permission to sin. And the forgiveness he gives and he offers also keeps us. And yes, if we do perhaps slip up at times, we go to him as quick as we can. Repent. But if we find ourselves in a place of, it's okay, you can do that, he'll forgive you, that is bondage. That is a lie. And it can be very destructive getting caught in those kinds of thoughts. And separate to this dream, just in your everyday life, at points of decision, situations with people, that voice can speak to you. It spoke to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, why don't you do this? Because we have an enemy. Listen to these words from John 8. These are Jesus' words talking about the devil. He said, he was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The NIV says his native language, his native tongue is lies. That's all he knows how to speak, lies. And his voice has not changed when it comes to us today, the same as when it came to Jesus and he was tempted, lies. And so as life happens to you and me, whether things are going well or it's tough, whether there's some drama, some crisis, whether you're tired and when you're worn out, he's still playing the same games with us. His weapons have not changed of sending a lie at the right time that we might believe. And he doesn't stop at one. They keep coming. But these only have power as much as we believe them. When we believe them and live out of them, that's when they have power over us. But when you shine the light on them, we can be easily delivered from them. But we need that light and that truth. Earlier in that chapter, let's listen to these words of Jesus, John 8, 12. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And a bit further on, verse 31 to 32, he said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Our Lord is the light and the truth that we need to hold on to. When they mined gold in the Klondike in northern Canada, you got to start with pay dirt. So you got to know that there's actually gold in the dirt, because if you're hoping there's gold in there and it's not there, you're just washing dirt and rocks for no reason. And so you got to grab that dirt with like a big digger, like out there, but you know, bigger than that. You got to put it in your wash plant. You got to classify the material And eventually, when you get rid of the tailings and the big rocks and the smaller rocks and get down to the small stuff, you've got gold in the concentrate. And the first line of defense, when they drop that big load of dirt in the hopper, is grizzly bars, big steel bars with big enough gaps for, you know, not the big boulders to go in, because those big boulders are going to smash your machine. So they get rid of those first big rocks and work their way down. And as long as you have water and there's gold in your dirt, you're going to have gold in your riffles at the end of the day. But if your machine clogs up, you're losing gold. If your water stops, you can't get the gold. If your shaker deck jams, you're not getting gold. And it's a bit like our life. The Lord has gold for us. You know, there's gold, His word, the life He has. He is beyond gold. But amongst the gold, there's dirt. Amongst the gold, there's rocks. And some of us, if your grizzly bars aren't intact, your machine is broke. You ain't getting gold because a big boulder's going to clog your machine. Or if your water stops, you ain't going to get gold either. And so the daily life of prayer and the word and holding on to His truth protects us from the lies that the enemy keeps trying to throw us. See, some lies are easy to throw off. You know, straight up, that's not true. A big boulder, get it out of the way. But at times, it's those smaller ones that come through that clog the machine up, eventually break the machine. If you don't maintain it, if you're not vigilant, if you're not aware and watching, it's a daily work. The Lord said, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Abiding, holding on, marinating. I like that one, marinating in the truth. You all marinate chicken and steaks and stuff. Getting in the word, sitting there, thinking about it, mulling it over. Like Dennis with that communion message, just thinking about that scripture, what's in it. And then light comes. He hadn't thought about that before. Light comes as he sits there and thinks about it. And that truth is Jesus. Anyway, when was the last time any of you had a lie detector test? Polygraph. Wired up. Blood pressure, heart rate, breathing. Check if you're telling the truth. Well, I have one for you today. And really, each of you can access this whenever you want. So, just relax, because you're not meant to take blood pressure and, you know. And we'll do this together. You ready? Listen to these words. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Did you pass the test? Let's go back over it. It's a lie detector test, because as you read it, you're going to hit things that may challenge something that you believe, perhaps. Proclaim liberty to the captives. If you feel captive to something, there's a liberty for you that's fully available to be, you know, made manifest in your life. But is there a lie stopping it? The opening of the prison to those who are bound, to comfort those who mourn, and to give a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. I see that comforting for those who mourn is not just mourning when people pass, but sometimes, who's ever had a day where for some reason you're mourning about your life in that day? It's for days like that that he's a comfort. It's a day where someone's feeling depressed, the Lord. The garment of praise instead of a faint spirit or a dull spirit. Is there a lie dragging us to be more dull instead of being like, no matter what's before you, bless the Lord, all my soul, everything within me, praise his name. It's those doubts, those doubting feelings, they're like linked to the lies. Like when you're thinking through or reading these things and you have a bit of a doubt spring up, there could be a lie there. Anyway, I have another one. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A lie detector test. There is so much in the Word to help us, to guide us, to lead us, to help defeat those things that cause us to be ineffective. That section, you anoint my head with oil. It's a shepherd talking. Didn't Linda talk about that a few weeks back? Like why they put oil on the sheep's head? Maybe she didn't, but it protects that sheep from flies coming in and laying eggs in its nose and attacking it. And those flies are like the devil's lies. He keeps trying to get at us, but you sit with the Lord in his word, let his anointing come on you. When those things pop up, they can't penetrate. They have no place because he... Anyway, we move on. Here's another one. 1 Peter 1:3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. Another one, 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. He'll also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Another one. These are the words of Jesus, John 16:33. I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. There are lies that pop up day to day just dealing with people, and We know the word also says that the devil prowls like a lion looking for an opportune time. He's crafty, but sometimes too there are lies that are under the dirt that are like a big boulder, a big permafrost. Once exposed, you can get them out of the way. But they exist too. And I wasn't going to share this story, but I feel led to. As a kid, my birthday's on the 3rd of August. My brother's birthday's on the 18th of August. So same month. And for my birthday, some of you may know this story, apologize, but my birthday, I got a mountain bike, right? Gears, it's a good bike. But it was secondhand, okay? My brother, his birthday a few weeks later, he gets a BMX, brand new, okay? My bike is better. My bike is worth more money. But I remember watching back the family video years later, and you hear my voice say, when he unwraps his bike, is it a new one? And I know from that moment, the devil said something to me, and I believed it. Years later, I got free. I can't remember what it was. But these things also exist for us. But sitting with the Lord, inviting him to expose them, and not just living out day by day with our reactions or, you know, it's like taking a stock take of how you feel and what you say and what you do, but at the same time reading this and sitting with the Lord. And you ask him to reveal stuff, he'll show you. The worship team can come back, please. I was reminded this week how the Lord said, take up your cross daily. And for some reason, the daily part wasn't highlighted enough in my heart. It was like, give your life to the Lord, that's taking up your cross and then you go. But there's something about our walk with him, it's a daily walk. You know, his mercies are new every day, but we have to pick up the cross every day. It's a daily surrender. It's a daily battle. Not that we battle with the devil like looking for it and no, deal with it and move on. But he keeps on coming. So we need to be aware that day by day, Lord, give me the grace for today. Give me the grace not to sin today. My life's in your hands today. That prayer that he prayed, not my will, but your will be done. That's a prayer you can pray every day. Lord, your will. And it's amazing when you start pushing into these things, how one lie unlocked, you just feel liberated. I realized this week there was one thing that I just thought I didn't have to give that to God. I kind of just thought, no, the Lord won't want that. That's, I can do with that thing whatever I want. Like, not a bad thing. But then when I realized, no, he has everything. Lord, if you want to take that away, you can. It's still there. I think today the Lord is reminding us all that daily we need to guard our heart against lies. 1 Peter 5, 8 to 10 says, be sober-minded, be watchful. I mentioned that one before. We'll just move on. What are you meant to do? I think husbands and wives, if you're not praying together, think about regular prayer together. Families, if you're not praying together, Pray together. The enemy's often trying to get us on our own, trying to get us thinking that no one else is feeling what we're feeling. And each of us should become quicker, or be trying to become quicker to get those things into the light. If you're feeling strange, say to your husband or wife, I'm actually feeling a bit off today. Let's pray. Not let that be fuel for any other fire. Encourage your children to share and pray with them. So I think part of this message is being watchful, being vigilant, being aware that these lies will be dealt with, but getting into this. In John, it talks about having fellowship with one another. And I think that fellowship with the light is being open with people too. So if there is a sin, or if there is a lie, share it with someone. Once you discover it, especially if it's a big one, you can say to a trusted friend or to your husband or wife, or, I've been struggling with this. Get it out in the open. Get the light on it. I think the other part too of this message is a stock take. Stock take of your thoughts, stock take of what you're believing, stock take of your confession, because sometimes what's coming out of our mouth is agreeing with the devil. What are you saying? What are you agreeing with? James talks about the tongue being, you know, like the rudder on a ship. It's small, but it can direct that thing far, or like a flame that sets fire to stuff. And as the Lord brings things to you, repent of them, renounce them, disown them, throw them off, and keep holding on to His words. There's life in His words. There's gold in His words. There's power in His words. I'd like the worship team to minister to us in song. And while the song plays, take your heart to the Lord. Be any number of things that you're thinking about right now, but would you start that stock take? Would you start and ask Him? If you've neglected His word or prayer, work it out with Him. Apologize, repent. Invite Him to have your life. Find surrender again. Ask Him to deliver you from lies. And after they minister, I'll come back and pray. And so please lead us, team. Lord Jesus, thank You that You are the light, that You're the truth. And each of us place our life in Your hands for You to deal with. And would You cleanse our hearts today, and by the Spirit of God, deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us, Lord, from all kinds of lies. And may our hearts be quick to recognize the enemy's schemes. And may our heart be full of Your word, full of Your life. Lord, I thank You that there's no one too hard. I thank You that there's no sin too great. I thank You for Your saving power and blood. Thank you that you are faithful. And Lord, as we go from this place, I thank you for your divine power able to give us all that we need for life and godliness, including deliverance. And may we all be free. I thank you for deliverance today. Freedom of mind and of heart, freedom of body, freedom from every lie, freedom from every generational curse and bondage. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, place that anointing upon us afresh to be delivered and protected. Thank you for your providence. Thank you for your blessing. And Lord, speak a blessing over us right here as we're in your presence. We receive from you, Holy Spirit, the blessing of God. Some of us have homework to daily sit with the Lord. Allow him. Would you allow him to change you? Would you soak up his word and see what he does? May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may be one voice, glorify the God and Father, our Lord Jesus, and welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. I leave that with you for today, and the team will minister to us now. And thank you.